You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, son of a bitch.
Yo, yo, yo! Meat Sauce here in the MF house! Ladies be ladies! Meat Sauce here, the rap game is mine! Ladies love to keep the time! Nachos, burritos, taco supreme! Ladies love me because I am so lean! Nachos, burritos, taco supreme! With the rap game because you're all hacks! Nachos, burritos, taco supreme!
They rhyme!
Nachos, burritos, taco supreme!
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
And why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. Well, hey, welcome to a new week. Welcome to a new show. And hey, we got our golden dongs mentioned on the show this week.
Yeah, and rightly so. I mean, it's such a one of the biggest award shows of the year. So glad that the golden dong got to be, rubbed and shined a little bit on major market radio.
And, you know, I realize because we're all about continuous improvement here on the Bets and Quotes podcast. We know that we've got lots of room to continually be improving for the listeners. And I realize we have completely blown it at the award show. We should have a lifetime achievement dong. And the first winner should have been Lou Cove.
It really should have. He's the OG of the golden dong. So he's very well deserving.
He's achieved a lot with his dong in his lifetime, and I think he deserves an award for that.
And it should be plated in gold. That's for sure.
Absolutely. It was. I thought it was kind of funny too because they were. Did you notice like the whole sauce lisp thing when we played the interview the first time?
I didn't because when we recorded it, I didn't like. You, I mean, kind of behind the curtains here, but you kind of spliced that in. So I didn't really hear it right away. And then I kind of listened back to it on the podcast. I'm like, oh, I don't know what's there's something wrong with the recording or what's going on. But I guess, Hockey was listening to our podcast better than I listened to my own podcast. So props to Hockey.
You are the meat sauce of our podcast. That's for sure.
I really am.
And I thought it was funny, too, that they were talking about sauces lisp when I'm the idiot that has the really big lisp because this tongue just doesn't really fit in my mouth. Lucky. But, I make Gene Simmons envious with the size of my stupid tongue. But poor sauce got picked on. And, I'm the idiot with the really bad lisp. But we appreciate you listening anyway, even though that can get annoying at times. So. All right, well, we've got a big show for you tonight. We are going to do a bets update. Of course, we've got quotes of the week. And, that'll be fun because I think we're going to have lots of action in the quotes of the week this week. We're going to go down memory lane. Now, Dave, you don't even know, as we're recording this, what the down memory lane story is. But I think you're going to like it. I think you'll be excited about what I've got for you tonight. It was that good. I decided to not even tell you up front. Then we're going to do quotes notes. It's back again. Tommy's takes is dead, but quotes notes, we're going to let it live a little while longer.
And then I'm sorry, as I'm watching this and you'll probably see this all over tomorrow, I'm watching the Wild game. Dumba just smoked some guy from the Kings in the face with a slap shot.
Ooh.
Immediately
nice.
Dropped, blood everywhere.
Ooh.
Sorry, I need to turn off the TV. I'm getting way too distracted. Anyways.
Yes, I turned it off after that Fiala hit. So I need to get caught up later. But nothing like live play by play during a podcast, right?
Exactly. Well, it's like we used to update the twin score like live as we're recording the podcast for Lou. So maybe Lou is concerned about Kempe's face.
Well, you earn certain privileges when you've won a lifetime achievement dong. That's for sure. So yeah, lastly, we'll talk about we'll kind of preview next week's show a little bit, but we'll do the NFL locks of the week because we don't have any this week, but we'll talk a little bit more about that at that moment in the show. So let's get rolling as always with a bets update.
Partridge.
All right, and they are continuing to just knock it out of the park. I think the current pace is about $66,000 handle this year. So, you know, off slightly from the original $70,000, but still they're placing lots of bets. They're keeping me busy. And of course, we got the Super Bowl coming up. There are five different bets that are hinging on the Super Bowl, and we got two new ones this week. Hockey, immediately, you know, following the championship games, Hockey took the Bucks +3 versus Corey and Sauce. And then Carly took the Bucks +3 versus Ben, Zach, Sauce, and Corey. So lots of people wanted the Chiefs. And Carly and Chris decided they would take the Bucks side of things. I'm hoping we will get some more Super Bowl bets next week. Maybe some fun bets, some prop bets. We'll see what they decide to do with that. But yeah, lots of money coming in on the Super Bowl bets. Just gut reaction right now, Dave. Which side of the Super Bowl are you on? Are you on Bucks +3 or are you on the Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs, man. I think I'm taking the better quarterback as well. You know, Tom Brady is the GOAT, but I fancy myself some Mahomes, so I will be putting some money on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely betting this one late, and I'm still very undecided on this one. I am definitely not opposed to taking either side right now, but I really want to see how the injury report shakes out for the Bucks. I think that's going to be key, because I think if they have everybody going, I'm pretty much going to take the Bucks. But, you know, they had some surprises before the NFC Championship game, and that makes me a little bit nervous. So I just kind of want to see how everything shakes out there. So, all right. And the other bet I wanted to talk about was the in-the-box bets. So they've continued to do the in-the-box every week, and they're putting money on it. And I love the fact that not only did we get a daily double today with two in-the-box segments, but they moved it to 8:40 so that Rosie can get on the action. And I loved how eager Rosie was to bet today. It was just like, yeah, I'm in. What is it? What it is? I'm in. So
it's like that meat sauce button bar. I'm in.
I'll just
I'm in.
Whatever it is, I'm in. So yeah, we had Brianne in the box today, and we had Sauce in the box today, and nobody hit any of them. And yeah, it was pretty interesting because everybody just totally danced around Brianne's score, but nobody hit it. It was like people guessed, I think, 3, 4, 6, and 7, and she got 5. So no money exchanged in the box bets, but I think that's a good bit. You know, actually put some money on some of this stuff. You know, they're doing a lot of these different, you know, games and fill in the blank and stuff like that, and it definitely piques my interest when there's money involved.
Well, and yeah, I mean, this is kind of breaking news here for you, or big news, I should say, not breaking news. There is now a segment dedicated on the show that is for betting.
Absolutely.
We've opened up the window here. I always thought that there should be a segment once a week, either when it's Tommy or someone else is in, where there is a segment, you know, at 7:20, it's the Power Trip Sportsbook. Oh. And Corey kind of goes over some of the lines for the night or for the weekend with football or something like that. And, you know, you can be all ears, and, you know, they have a dedicated time to placing bets.
Well, if it was up to me, that would be 10 segments a show. But yeah, we'll start with one dedicated one a week. I'll take that for sure. So, so yes, lots riding on the Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll get some more bets before it actually kicks off. So that will do it for the bets update. Let's get to those quotes.
And now, it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre be on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers. because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week, and we have three good ones for you here. We will start at number three with Chris Hockey.
How do I say this without sounding weird? I'm going to pass.
Have somebody else do it for you?
Genius. This is me.
That reminds me of the quote from the tournament last year of when Corey says, "How do I say this without sounding like a complete douche?"
Yeah, I know. That was my first thought too. So that kind of triggered turned my ear up there for a second. But yeah, that was really good.
Ask a question, Hockey will answer.
Yes. Well, speaking of hockey, there's more here at number two.
And it was just as good as any track that was on the CD. Yeah. Just hidden at the end.
Yeah, I had
hidden tracks.
Every song on my last three records were hidden tracks.
Oh.
For most of the audience.
It's tough to beat a self-deprecating quote there. That was really funny.
Oh, the self-deprecating quotes are brilliant. And yeah, my whole album was a hidden track. Now, Dave, you're probably familiar with hidden tracks, I'm guessing, because you're an album guy.
Oh yeah, I'm a big album guy.
I was surprised to hear Hawk say that he couldn't really remember and he didn't really think of any, because I remember them left and right, and I'm not too much younger than Chris Hockey, so I was surprised to hear him say that. Like, one of my favorites is on a Counting Crows album, they did a hidden track, A Big Yellow Taxi, which is a brilliant song, and loved it. But I was hating that you had to sit there and hold the fast forward button to get to it, because it was okay, we get it, just get to it, so it was always a little bit of work to get to the hidden track, which is maybe why we appreciated them.
Of course, definitely. All right, we will get to number one, and this was from today, and it was genius. From the genius, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert.
Well, just one of them, right? Because the other one's hideous.
Okay.
Thanks, Don Juan.
God, Zach's just ripping everybody. You look like an Avery.
An Avery?
Oh my God!
Avery. That's terrible!
That might be the meanest
Oh my God! Sure. Oh, that's Avery. Terrible!
You look like an Avery. Wow.
It took it a little bit for me to register what he meant with that.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of did the hezzy hay on that one. And Zach was the first to realize it, but wow, that's got to give our Photoshop crew here with, Smitty Oom and our other friend, Cardboard Charlie, to get some mock-ups of Mr. Zach as one of the Averys.
Yeah, that's definitely not a compliment, I would say. So
no,
it was so funny because my work crew, being from Missouri, they hear me rip on Wisconsin from time to time, and it was funny when they all started watching Making a Burger. I was like, here's Exhibit A of what I'm talking about. So they got a firsthand look at what Wisconsin can bring to the table sometimes.
Yes. So very mean, but very funny.
And brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, Dave. Well, I didn't even tell you what we were going to do for Down Memory Lane this week. Normally, we actually, believe it or not, do a little bit of show planning. We talk about what we're going to talk about. Just a little bit. I do. You don't.
Oh, okay.
So we have a little bit of an idea, but this one, it was just one of those where this is too good. I'm not even going to tell you, because I want your pure joy, your elation to be heard by the listening audience. So
excited.
This is a good old fashioned Down Memory Lane story.
Oh boy.
Down Memory Lane we go.
And it's all about the time that Chris Hockey went to a massage parlor.
Oh yes.
Before I tell you the story, I almost feel like I should call my beloved lawyer and make sure that I'm okay to tell this story. But damn it, I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna do it.
Oh boy.
Do you guys remember when I decided I was going to go get a massage?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then you were talking about how you don't know why that isn't just legal.
Right.
That that oh, just God. Isn't a part of it.
Are you wanted?
No. Especially not in my own house.
Oh, this is by far and away my favorite Chris Hockey story and a top three moment in Power Trip history for me, Chuck. This is I've listened to this. I've clipped this up numerous times, but yes, the massage parlor story. Let's go.
And I love how immediately he mentions a massage parlor and all three of their minds jump to that. That is somehow coordinated with the massage parlor. And wow. So, yeah, all three of them were on the same wavelength with that one.
Oh, it's so brilliant. Oh, I love this.
So I'm at my stylist. And there's the place next door changes to Sunlight Asian Massage Parlor. Okay. And I'm at my stylist. I'm like, have you guys been to the old the massage parlor next door? Because I really could use a massage.
Oh, God.
Boy, I should talk to your dad before I tell this story.
It's too late. You started. Train's in motion.
Yep. It'll sting if you stop. That's what he found out when he went over there.
Well, they're like, well, that you don't probably want to go over there because I'm pretty sure that's a hoe house.
What?
Mm-hmm. A hoe house.
Now, rewind the tape. Hockey said he didn't say he wanted a massage. He said that he wanted a massage-y.
Yes.
The way that he says that, I bust out laughing every single time.
It's so wrong. It's like one of those things where it just kind of makes you cringe. Kind of like when he says panties. It's just like,
yes. You Daddy just, wants a massage-y.
Just say massage. Massage-y. It makes me feel gross, you know? Oh, so good.
So I'm like, I'll do it because I want a massage. And now I'm curious.
Oh, boy.
So I go over there. And I open the door, ding, 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 you know. I walk in. There's nobody behind the front desk, and I hear somebody walking down, slippered feet. And this young lady walks through the door, and she says, you want massage?
I'm going to stand over here.
And I said, sure. You know, I'd like to get on your schedule. She says,
we're open.
She said, come on back.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a schedule. I think it's 100% availability all the time.
You want massage?
Oh, my gosh. It paints the visual, like the girl coming up with the slippers, the little curtain, and yeah, it's I have this, and it's in a little strip mall too, which is kind of weird, you know. It's like you kind of want this place to be like a standalone place, just off by itself, not next to any legitimate businesses, and yeah, it just happens to be like right there, and no, I want to schedule a massage. I don't want a massage right now. I just want to come here and schedule a massage. So, oh, so freaking good.
So I roll back this long, dark hallway, and this girl's pretty attractive, right? Maybe 5 foot tall.
Oh, perfect.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Scandinavian.
Sauce's creepy comments are weirding me out.
Yeah, my wife's 5 feet tall.
Yeah, but you're just like, oh, perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry.
like a 5-footer will complete your collection.
Oh, perfect.
The missing piece.
Now, I've gotten a lot of massages.
You're gross.
I love getting massages. Mm-hmm. Massages are good. Mm-hmm. So I get back into this room. You know, the music's playing. And
what?
Well, there's always music playing, man. And
I don't know what part of that I like better, the Hawk's rendition of the music that was playing, or Sauce's, oh, perfect.
His creepy comments. Oh, that breakdown was so great by Corey. Of course you would catch that.
Oh, yes.
But the I mean, there's so much I love about it, but the yeehaw, you know, making up the sounds is so funny.
Oh my god, yeah, and yeah, the I love, because I do love whenever like Hawk or Corey start a story and Meat Sauce is actually listening. And it's like, you know, especially the one that he'll do where Corey will be like, or actually it's usually Hawk, because he'll be like, you know, Dateline, Dayton, Ohio, and Sauce will go, oh God, you know, and just like, yeah, this has got to be terrible if it's in Dayton, Ohio. And, but yeah, that was so brilliant. Perfect.
Yeah, like it'll complete your collection. That's the line there. My God.
So freaking brilliant.
She says, okay, take off clothes. And then she left the room, and it was weird because normally...
Oh, she actually left. I was going
to
ask about
that. Well, she left the room for a moment to go get the Kentucky jelly or whatever, you know? And she, when she leaves the room, I'm thinking to myself, she didn't just say, you know, get take off your clothes and...
Put a towel on.
Or get to where you're comfortable, which is what they normally say. Sure. So when she comes back in, I'm buck naked, right?
Hello!
Right?
Face up or face down?
Face up. I couldn't lay on my stomach. No, that's not true. So
I'm playing Minesweeper?
No, I'm and I have the blankie over me.
Oh. Was this a hand towel?
No. It's a beach towel. You got anything bigger?
Just a strip of floss.
It was a Band-Aid.
It was an eye patch.
Everybody's got to weigh in with their opinion of what Hawk could use to cover up there.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the best part of this, is that we all know Chris Hockey so well that we can all easily put him in this scenario. It doesn't take, you know, it's not some special thing where you have to, like, you know, some hypothetical. Like, Chris Hockey is the perfect person to walk into, you know, he's accidentally walking into the Asian massage parlor that's right next to his stylist in a strip mall.
Yeah, exactly. And, I love when Sauce goes too, you know, because it's like the whole guy code thing where, you know, Tommy's always defending the size of Hawk's crank and everything. And I just love Meat Sauce kind of did it too, where he's like, it's a beach towel. Got anything bigger?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's the best. And I know that feeling too, because, like, you know, the few times I've gotten a massage, like, you know, vacation or something, and it's like there's always that awkward moment where it's like, okay, how do I present myself, and how do I, you know, and thankfully most of them are pretty good about saying, like, you know, you can either strip down naked or strip down to your boxers, and, you know, put the towel over you, lay face down, you know, they'll kind of tell you what to do. It's a lot more awkward when it's just kind of like, okay, I'm going to be right back. And it's like, what do I do? So yeah, I can definitely understand. And then he's laying on his back. I'm like, you usually lay face down to start the massage, Chris. So, oh my goodness.
So I'm laying there and I start getting really nervous and she starts massaging me. It's
boner medicine.
Mark Rosen was there.
Probably was.
Probably.
He's in the next room.
Probably.
It's not a great massage, right? Mm-hmm. And I start to realize the reason it's not a great massage, I'm starting to think that she's just waiting on me to say.
Right. Some of these wieners are straight and strong. Yeah.
And because she's like kneading me like a kitty cat. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is the worst massage I've ever had in my life. And I'm thinking, well, that's because she's not a massage therapist.
No.
Oh, that is a brilliant button bar drop of PA there.
Some of these wieners are straight and strong.
I don't even know. Do you know what the context is of when he said that?
I don't.
I wish I did, because in my mind I've played that scenario out a dozen times and I'm like, what on earth could he be talking about that was an innocent comment, right?
Like a hot dog eating contest around the 4th of July, the Nathan's thing? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know, but it's like
But even that's like a stretch. Like, why is He is so weird.
Oh, he, for sure. But yeah, it's just the perfect drop. Some of these waiters are straight and strong.
So I lay there, and I'm like, is she going to put me in reverse? You know what I mean? Is she going to reach for the old gear shift? Right? I don't know what's going to happen here. I'm very nervous.
Right.
I'm
fighter
literally
pilot.
Sweating.
She's gonna turn to a fighter pilot, huh?
Right. She says to me,
oh, God.
You want Bath.
Whoa!
Right! And I says, well, I'm filthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm dirty.
So we roll down to the shower room, right? And the whole time I can't believe any of this is happening. I just can't believe it.
I need a woman!
So I go into the room, and she says, lay on the table. It's basically a baby bath table, right? It's not really a bath.
Oh, my God. The I'm filthy line is like my favorite part of the whole thing. I'm filthy.
Well, yeah, I'm filthy.
Oh, my God. Oh, like, and that would have weirded me out, too, because, you know, obviously all the massages I've ever had have been legitimate massages. No Robert Kraft situations here. And for your massage therapist to ask if you want a bath, I'd be like, what now? So
I love the moment that he's like putting this together. He's like, oh, you know, she is terrible at, you know, giving massages.
Right.
Like, okay, are you figuring out now? Like, she's asking to give you a bath. Like, is that a hint?
The massage is not her forte, let's just say. So.
Yes.
And she says, all right, lay down. So I take the wash rag and place it over my genitalia. Right? Right?
Use this.
Right?
Let me cover up Scrooge McDuck here.
And at this point, I'm scared to death. Because all I can think of is I'm being set up to go to jail here. So I'm laying there on the table. I'm shaking. And she gave me a bath. Even washed my... And the whole time she's looking at me like,
this sounds so uncomfortable.
I
mean,
I
know
you're terrible, terrible. I was so scared, right? And I was worried she was gonna reach for the gear shift.
Dirty pop.
Like, oh my God, yeah. Like, just sitting there getting bathed, and the awkward. It must have been awkward for her too, because I'm always thinking of this from her perspective. Where it's like every guy is going in there knowing what this is about. And then there's Chris just happily getting a bath.
Washing his crack. Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Boy.
Going in to get your shoulders rubbed and, you know, your neck tweaked and you'd get a, you know, a free crack wash.
Why not? And it's the first time I've ever heard anybody refer to it as Scrooge McDuck.
Yes, I don't think that ever stuck, but it was once referred to as Scrooge McDuck. Trivia question there.
I do miss the days that Sauce used to use cash and prizes a lot. That's absolutely one of my favorite terms, is when Meat Sauce would be like, they get the cash and the prizes.
Yeah, that one's gone away. Maybe that needs to resurface here.
Definitely.
She can't just reach for the gear shift unless I'm asking her to do it, right? And if I ask her to do it, then that's breaking the law, right?
Aren't you? Isn't it kind of entrapment?
I don't know, but here's what I do know.
That's why we need a lawyer.
I get, you know, the worst massage ever. I had to get my butt cleaned, and then I get...
First time for everything.
Oh, I get in the car, and I'm driving home. My cell phone rings. Yeah, right.
You gotta get this whole. It's like being in high school again.
My phone rings. It's the massage therapist.
Oh, good God.
She says, you have good time?
What?
And I said, I mean, yeah, thanks, man. She goes,
thanks, dude.
She goes,
bro,
you want to come back? And I said, I know, I'm okay, you know. Thanks. She goes, call me, you know, if you want to come back. said thanks and I hung up the phone.
I was like, thanks, man.
Like, yeah, thanks, man.
Like Beavis and Butthead. Good game, man. Oh, so uncomfortable. And that's like yet another sign. When I've left a legitimate massage parlor, I've never had the massage therapist call me on my way home and ask if I'd like to come back.
Right, because, well, I mean, still the whole time, it's either a cop that is, it's a sting operation, or it's a guy who knows what this, specific parlor is known for. And then there was just Hawk right in the middle. Didn't know what type of massage parlor it was and wasn't a cop. So she was trying to find out.
Oh, it was definitely a sting operation, more like a stinger operation for Chris. Hello.
Whose is it?
So yeah, that's pretty much the story of the massage. But then there's always the epilogue, and Chris had to tell us what that was.
And I read.
Oh no.
Dateline Star Tribune. Ramsey massage parlor busted for prostitution.
Duh. Yep.
A Ramsey massage parlor served as a front for prostitution. Two men, the owner of the Sunlight Asian Massage. And the manager are charged with felony counts of receiving profits from prostitution. According to the criminal complaint, police received complaints of prostitution at the location and found advertisements for the Sunlight Asian Massage Parlor on Backpage.com. Police launched a year-long undercover investigation into the business.
How did it take a year? You almost cracked the code in 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. But all this tells me is that I was one of the people under... There's video of me going into that massage parlor.
There's surveillance of you. Yeah, you're in trouble.
How much would you pay for the video of Chris Hockey in that massage parlor?
Oh, $74,000.
At least you can blur out the butt washing part for me. But other than that, yes. I would love to see the awkwardness captured on film.
Just looking around. Oh, my God.
Am I on candid camera? And yeah. Oh my God! Yes. Oh, what a fun, awkward. And if that's one of those things too, where it's like, there's just certain people that attract certain things in life, and it's like if you just said that had happened to somebody on the power trip, everybody's money would have been on Chris Hockey, because that's just the kind of thing that would happen to Chris.
Exactly. There is no doubt. He is a. Yeah, he is a magnet to a situation like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, certain people attract certain weirdness, and that's, that's definitely Chris in this particular case. So
he is an Asian massage parlor magnet.
For sure. All right, well, that will do it for the Chris Hockey massage story. We are going to jump forward to quotes, notes, and I believe we've got a recycled open this week, but it's better than nothing, right?
I think I did it again. I took a hot cup and made it a jam. Quotes, notes, baby, real sports need to come back. I'm gambling on things that are ridiculous. I've been winning all my Costa Rican soccer bets. That is not so typical of me. Oh, quotes, notes, baby, oops, I dabbled again into cartoon porn and some real estate. Oh, hockey, bets, you think these are dumb, but some rubes think they're fun. They're not that hideous.
All right, Dave, what do you got?
All right. Well, I'm going to start with food here. I got three topics. Number one, Fuddruckers fucks so hard. Went to the one in Maple Grove a billion times. I think I've put this in quotes notes about five or six times. But anytime Fuddruckers gets brought up, I need to make sure that everybody knows that I think that it fucks. Chuck, side note to that, you said that I should be putting this in the book of power trip bets. You had a Fuddruckers story.
Yeah, like we used to go to the one that was in St. Louis Park, right there off of 394, and it was so funny because my mom, every time we would talk about like where, you know, we went, because, you know, we're from Hutch, and so, you know, going back in that day, it was like if we weren't eating out in Hutch, it was kind of, you know, there was like a story to, oh, where'd you go eat, you know, and so whenever my mom would mention where we went, she would kind of mess up the word because it is kind of a funny, weird word. And she would legitimately call it Rudfuckers to the point that, like, we would just, my brother and I would purposely bring it up in front of, like, you know, different people and just say, hey, Mom, tell them where we went for dinner the other night, just to get her to say Rudfuckers. So, yeah. thank you, Mom, for your mispronunciation. And this is a woman who, like, never swears. And so, yeah, it was always fun to try and embarrass her.
This is dynamite stuff. What chapter is this going under?
This is going under the chapter Swears of Power Trip Bet's Family.
Ooh, chapter 69. I like it.
Beautiful.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. Big pizza review. I tried 7th Avenue Pizza for the first time since the guys have been using their pizza maker on the show.
All right.
And before the review, my favorite frozen pizza of all time was Heggie's.
Okay.
No disrespect to Heggie's, but this is a completely different level. 7th Avenue Pizza wails so hard.
Okay.
It's, you know, for people who've had Heggie's, it's about the same style, and it's about the same price range, too. I mean, these things aren't, like, cheap. Like, you can definitely get a Papa John's, like, pizza for probably the same price. But for me, the difference was the sauce. This sauce was more rich and a little sweeter. As to Heggie's is kind of tang. I do like both crusts. It seems like about the same crust, a little thinner. I don't like the amount of cheese that's on Heggie's. It's just a little too much. And just the way that it kind of cooks, it makes the sauce like under it just boiling hot. And but love both pizzas, but 7th Avenue Pizza is my new jam.
Now, I have no doubt that it's your favorite, and, you know, I have to respect that because I can't speak for you. But I do draw your conclusion a little bit into question when you said that you can have too much cheese on a pizza. There is no such thing as too much cheese on a pizza.
I mean, I'm technically lactose intolerant, so I shouldn't be having any cheese. But I do, when I do splurge, I do go for, you know, some pizza. So, maybe that's just different for me. So that's kind of a sliding scale here.
I mean, that's like saying her breasts were too large. I mean, come on. You can't have too much cheese on a pizza. So I'm going to give your review an incomplete.
Okay. That's very fair for my efforts. last up in the food category, Green Mill has the best boneless wings on the planet. Got an order of their boneless Diablo wings the other day. My God. It would be my last meal as I got put to the electric chair for all the crimes that I've done in my life. I would get to order those Diablo wings. Next up, I have another brilliant TikTok idea to come out here soon, and it involves Meat Sauce's explanation of how to make a blueberry pie. Now, I forget the guy's name. Is it Aaron or someone who made the shirt that got retweeted with kind of the explanation of that?
No, his name's Nate.
Nate. Okay. No, it's Nick.
Nick. You're right.
Yeah.
I was closer than Aaron, though.
That's true. Whatever. that shirt was genius, and I would buy one. But anyways, when I ever get around to making that video, I mean, I got the storyboard ready, so it's going to be great.
Nice.
UFC 257 review, like hockey and like others, I was able to pay for it. The money came out of my account very nicely, but for some reason I was only able to watch it on my phone and not my laptop or my Xbox or anything else. So that kind of pissed me off that I had to watch the McGregor fight on my phone, but at least I was able to watch it. Kind of a letdown. I think all four of the five main pay-per-view fights, the underdogs won. Of course, I was on the favorites, lost all my parlays. It was just a disaster. And Connor's career is probably in jeopardy. Poirier was and is a very outstanding fighter. And he was, I mean, really, Connor pulls so many bets and moves the line so much just because of his popularity. But I probably had Dustin Poirier as like a plus 130 underdog, where he went off at like plus 260, plus 270. So that was too great a value. But yeah, I mean, I'm way into UFC. Most of you aren't. All I got to say is it's great. It's drama filled. I started in March, and I absolutely love it. So never too late to jump on the bandwagon.
So you thought his true value was plus 130. He went off at plus 260, and you still bet against him?
Well, I had it as part of this – I had it as part of that stupid parlay with the Green Bay Crackers and the Chiefs. I thought, you know, you could get 2.5 to 1, based plus 250 – with McGregor, the Chiefs, and the Packers winning, it's like it's free money. Well, of course, the first two legs didn't hit, so that's why I don't bet parlays.
Yeah, they're anything but free money. This is true.
Right. They were talking about useless talents today. I was trying to think of mine. Chuck, do you have one?
Oh, I've got way too many, but we won't get into them here.
Oh. Ooh, is it something in the bedroom? Or?
No, I've got one that's not too far off from what Tommy did today. And yeah, let's just say I'd rather not make that one public.
Interesting. I can do this weird thing that I can make it sound like it's either birds chirping or someone hitting a bong sound with my mouth if I get a glass of water. So
nice.
That's about the extent of my talents.
I've got one visual one I can do. I can make this really weird face where like you pop your eyelids and like your eyelids tuck under like you tuck in your lip, and it's like this bizarre face. I used to do it in high school, and like people would like a few different of my friends would be like, "Hey, make the face," and I'd be like, "Come on, I'm not like a circus performer here, you know." So
and it gave me nothing, clown.
Right? Gains me absolutely nothing either. So
yes. Next up, happy birthday to Mr. Drunk John Creasel on Tuesday.
Yes.
One of our favorite, you know, people on the earth and in the Power Trip community. I hope he had a very nice meal and, you know, playing with the dogs and the family. And, maybe even getting some rippies, playing some pull tabs at a local bar or something.
Definitely. Yes. DJ K Wales.
Oh, and last one here, it's kind of tied to Drunk John Creasel. I didn't realize that he stopped the no all caps bit.
Yes, like, yes.
He would never break character for how many years?
I know.
And now he just is like a regular human being.
Well, one of the greatest moments of my life was the first time I ever got a text from Drunk John Creasel, and it was in all caps. And I'm like, that is commitment to the bit. You're even in a private conversation that only two people are ever going to see. You'd still do all caps. So yeah, but he's a, I don't know. He's got such a huge following in like the foodie community. Maybe they were tired of seeing like the all caps and felt like they were being shouted at, and they just wanted to see a more pleasant type of font. So I don't have any other explanation, but pretty cool.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Well, last up, locks of the week. We don't have any for you this week because there is no NFL this weekend except the stupid Pro Bowl that they're doing the Madden thing with, which no one cares. However, Dave, I'm within fractions of points of you. I am 6-9-1 on the year. You're 7-10-0, which percentage-wise puts you just slightly ahead of me. But if you guys remember last week, I told you to take Mahomes for MVP of the Super Bowl at plus 300. And last time I looked, Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP is even money. So I hope if you had a thought on that, you took it at 3-1, because we're sitting in a pretty good spot here. Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Mahomes is probably going to be your MVP, and we're going to cash those 3-1 tickets on that. So that's the little bets update. Next week, we are going to be doing a lot of talk about betting, and we're going to talk about Super Bowl prop bets next week. So that's going to be a big thing, and we're hoping to have a special guest on to break that down with us. So get those accounts loaded up and ready to throw lots of money on the different props. How many prop bets do you typically do for a Super Bowl, Dave?
I always do the national anthem, the coin toss, and the first touchdown. And then I just scroll the menu and see how many available units I have from there.
I saw one of the Vegas sportsbook boards, and it was just like, I can't even count how many were on there. And it was just like one of those things where it's like, these are the greatest, this is the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen. So, I mean, just everything from like random guys in the secondary, whether or not they're going to have an interception to it's brilliant. It is so much fun. And I cannot wait to get the full prop bet sheet next week and start laying. I usually go pretty cheap on them because I like to do a ton of them. So, you know, I might just do like a buck or two or whatever on a bunch of different ones. But it's just so much fun to have like money on everything where it's pretty much every play you're settling a bet.
Well, and you could do the prop parlay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ones that they'll let you parlay, that's always fun to do as well. So, all right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week, like we said, to talk about prop bets. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Power Trip Quotes.
And speaking of Instagram, because the Power Trip is now on Instagram, I actually joined Instagram myself this week again, even though my first Power Trip Bets account got shut down for what I still don't know why. It's bizarre, but anyway, so I'm back on there, and I'm at PT Betz, which is at PTBETZ. So you can check it out there. And, of course, I'm always on Twitter at PowerTripBetz. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Betz and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.